We've spoken about it all week. The bump, David Mackay, Hunter Clark, what was to happen, what was to happen. It goes to the tribunal last night, and the tribunal has found, so the three tribunal members were Wispy.
They were David Neitz.
Yes.
And
Richard Loveridge.
Richard Loveridge and
Paul Williams.
Paul Williams, yeah.
They declared it not unreasonable to contest the ball in the manner that he did or make contact as he had. End of story. No case to answer. Out you go. What does it mean when Stephen Hocking, who's the boss of footy, is this is where we've got to go to now. So we think, I think it was the right decision. You think it was the right decision. Some people don't. Fair enough. We get it. Everyone's got a different view. I would have been really concerned had that been rubbed out, which is not to say they're not going to make change somewhere down the track. What does Stephen Hocking do today? He's the boss of footy. He's the boss of where the game's going. He's the one who jumped over the top of Michael Christian, and who Michael Christian said, no, no, I can't grade this, no case. He said, no, we're grading it. Not only are we grading, we're going to go straight to the tribunal. What's he do today?
Well, the this has been said before, and I'll say it again, and that is the tribunal is not the place to go and determine the rules of the game.
Okay, granted. So what's Stephen Hocking do today?
I think he sits down with other people at the AFL and then they determine whether or not they want to continue the debate about the contact that gets made out there on the field. And if they do, then they're going to have to make changes to the rules of the game. If that's what they want to determine, if they thought that that incident there needed to be penalised in some way, then there is a determination that they need to make about the way the rules of the game are actually written.
Yeah, they've realised, he would be realising you can't shoehorn a different interpretation halfway through the year. You just because he doesn't, you know, in this instance, he wanted that to go and you're 3 week. You just can't do that. You can't impose. As we said yesterday, and I continue to say, Jared, and it's not my phrase, Jared Healy, tomorrow's answer to today's incident. You can't impose tomorrow's answer to today's incident. That's the incident now. If you want in the future to change things, okay, change things. But no way could you have suspended David Mackay last night.
When you think about the position that he finds himself in right now, though, how do you change the game?
Well, you can't change it this year.
No, no, no. But how, even going forward, how do you determine a change of the way the rules of the game are structured or written so that the next time an incident like that came before the tribunal, it would deem to it would be illegal and somebody would be suspended for it?
So I think that's the point. For incidents like that, like we've legislated for change previously successfully and done it really well, head over the footy, sling tackle, all those things. For incidents like that, and this is the goes to the core of it for me, is that when there's a ball in dispute, I heard Malcolm Blight, who I love Malcolm Blight, yesterday talk to Jared, and he was talking about, well, you know, players are able to get out of their way of teammates. I'm thinking
that was the worst point that he made when he was explaining this.
Of course you can, because the contest is not between you and your teammate for the ball. Mm. The contest is between you and the opponent.
That's right. That wasn't the best point.
Right. Okay. So in this case, there's the ball. It's in dispute. You have to be able to go and get the footy, Tim.
Right.
And now what will happen, or if you want to say, how can you legislate change, they're going to have to turn around and say, well, now for a player, you've got to make a discretionary choice. And if like bumping, if you choose to bump, that's okay. You can bump to the side. But if in that process you make head-high contact, you are going to be liable. Once upon a time, that was never the case, remember?
Okay, so
we could bump and go, oh, incidental contact, I knocked him out, but I bumped him on the shoulder.
So what you're saying there, though, is even if you are contesting the ball, but in the act of contesting the ball, which is a fair act to perform out there on the football field, if in that act you are liable for any contact that you may make above the shoulders?
Any is broadly in sweeping, but that is where it's going to go into now. It was always, if you're contesting the ball, you had some degree of impunity.
Yes.
That's not going to be the case. If you want to make change going forward, I'm happy to leave it, by the way.
As it is, yeah.
I'm happy to leave it and am cognizant of the concerns around head injury like we all are, but I am of the opinion that we will not be able to legislate that out of the game for good. And instances like this will occur as scary as it is on the day, they're going to occur if it's in the pursuit of the footy.
After all this debate, and given what happened at the tribunal last night, nothing has changed except this. We've had a conversation now that has run since the weekend mm-hmm. about this. I think it's been a really healthy conversation mm-hmm. about where the game is at and what we want in our game and what we deem to be a safe act on the field or what we don't. Because you and I have even stretched our own minds and our own thoughts about things that we simply take as a way the game is played, but maybe we should be looking at them differently. I don't know whether we both arrived at the view that we should look differently at them, but maybe we should consider the view of looking at them differently. And if we want the game to be safer, our responsibility today, given what we know about head trauma and the long-term effects of getting knocks on the head, is that down the track it is dangerous. It will affect the rest of our lives. So our responsibility as people that are associated with the game, and that's everybody, that's a fan, that's everybody, is to try and make the game as safe as we possibly can for those playing it.
Yes, and I think that's a really important part of it. As strong as you are in your views and your opinions about the way the game's played and what you can and can't do, then we need to always be open to transformational change. To a point, though, David Mackay, I keep saying Mackay, I apologise. David Mackay was a class act last night. Let me just say that off the top. I'll say it again when Adam Kelly is there. The way he spoke post, I don't know whether you caught
it. I didn't hear anything.
Just a class act. His first and main concern was for Hunter Clark. He reiterated that, you know, and then went and explained himself. So I just wanted to say that. I thought David Mackay handled himself beautifully. We need to challenge consistently. When it's a sport of contact and a sport of a contested ball situation, then I think going forward I'm going to accept that there are going to be these sorts of incidents, whether they're, you know, the head knock incident. I'm accepting that they're going to happen from time to time.
And it's okay to analyse them forensically too. That's what we should be doing. If that act is a football act and it's deemed to be what we think is a fair and reasonable attack on ball, not attack on man, we're talking attack on ball, then we should slow them down frame by frame to make sure that we get the right decision and the players are out there and they're playing within the rules of the game. I reckon that you have, though, shifted your position a little bit in terms of that player going back with the fly of the ball, because this is where the conversation started to drift at different times this week too. Okay, how far do we go with this? What is a reckless or what is a careless act on a football field that endangers the lives of others out there?
Yeah, well, but this is when, and I know we all are prone to making big emotional statements, I'll never go back and watch footy, or I won't do this. We will. Footy, we love footy. Footy, we're just debating a component of it. There will be some part of the game that will be lost its appeal to me if we are still not able to have acts of courage and bravery like that.
Of going back with the fly of the ball. Yeah, yes, but the difference here is now, okay, even Jordan Lewis said this yesterday, and that is to have a look. Like once upon a time we said, oh, no, you can't have a look because, you know, that's a sign of cowardice, you know. Don't go back and look at what's coming the other way. Now it's an accepted thing in the game that you do have a look before you go back with the fly of the ball.
But I don't want to penalise the bloke that doesn't, Tim. There's the ball. No one's got a play on the ball until such time as you have had a play on it. So the ball is there to be got, whether it's in the air or whether it's on the ground.
Yeah, I think
no one has a right to the play on it. Otherwise, we'd never see the marks. Where did he come from? How did that happen? You know, the thing about it is, unrealistic attempt at a mark. You know that free kick that's paid? That's unrealistic. What's unrealistic for me...
So you don't agree with that a decision?
...is totally realistic for Shea Bolton. So if we start to take that out of the game, we're going to lose elements of it. So don't do what Nick Riewoldt done. Well, why? Because someone can do it, and it becomes a highlight of the game. I don't want that legislated out.
But in the act of doing that, he could make contact with somebody's head.
That's right. Tim.
Knock them out.
That's
break
right.
their jaw.
That's right.
Cause them all sorts of damage long term.
Yep.
So, but you don't think that that is something that we should legislate against in our game, even though we could. We could stop that.
If Nick has got eyes on the football, a football that's in, not Nick, let's take anyone. Just don't worry about Nick. The ball is in the air. You are looking at the ball and you're entitled to fly and mark that football. Then the...
I think that's where the debate will get to, whether or not you are
contact
I think that's where the debate will end up, is whether you are entitled to go for that ball.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's going to be it's going to be a hard one, because if it changes, then you go, David McKay, who I've just had a text message saying, no, I was pronouncing it right.
It is McKay.
Yeah, so I don't know what that person's talking about. So David McKay is then going to go, right, I'm halfway there. Although I think I can get to that ball, at the same time, I'm going to have to stop or slow down demonstrably. What sort of impact is that going to? Not, it's not going to change. The game will still go on, and we'll love it, and it'll be good.
There's still so many other features of the game. It doesn't destroy the game.
But the second guessing for the player in this instance is what concerns me now.
But we don't want to. We don't want to change what happened last night at the tribunal. You and I both agree violently. We agree that was the right decision, and we don't want that part of the game to change.
Would you be comfortable though if the change comes at the end of this? Stephen Hawking says, "Hey, I sent that to the tribunal for a reason, and that reason is I don't want that to happen in football."
No, I'm not going to be comfortable with that.
No, I don't think I am either.
Because I think the shift then and the fabric of the game is shifting too far.
And here's the two. This is why it's such an emotive issue. So here's the last two messages of 330. You are so wrong, Gary. I wonder if Anita Frawley and Shaden Tuck's widow agree with you. Now, I think that's just unfair to bring that up, those two instances. But I understand where you're going. And then the one before that is, I agree totally with you on this one. You are playing a contact sport. The decisions around you choosing to play or not. Now, for the players that have had great instances of head injury in the past, and we've been knocked out, you've been knocked out, there has been legislation put in place that lessens that. I mean, Danny Frawley was king hit behind the play and was knocked out behind the play.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore, thank God. So there is the head over the footy stuff. Doesn't happen anymore, thank God. I don't know if we're ever going to get the stage where we can get it all out.